listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kHz, at 217 meters medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Nobody plays a better variety of music.
Radio Merlin International.
You're listening to the sound of free radio. It's MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
This is a story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London, spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard, but as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food, they send comfort, and they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
That was Johnny Walker with his Fight for Freedom speech, delivered just before Caroline closed on the 14th of August 1967, when the British government decided that marine pirates and pirates in general were a bad thing. I don't think they are, do you? No. You're listening to me. I'm Jackie Frost, and I'm doing a special show today, and I'm combining my shows with Radio Merlin International and Merseyland Alternative Radio. I hope you enjoy it.
to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul. Yeah! Oh, we love the pirate station. We love the pirate station. We love the pirate station. Don't let them take them away. Don't let them take them away. There's some swinging DJs playing top 40 records. They can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night. Oh, we love the pirate stations.
Listening to Maysland Alternative Radio and to Radio Mail International. And Radio Mail International is broadcasting on 6325, which is in the 48-metre band. And Radio and Maysland Alternative Radio is broadcasting on 1386 and 1314 kHz in the medium wave band. I'm Jackie Frost. I hope you're enjoying the show. Well, I hope you're going to enjoy the show. It's a bit different, I know. It's a bit different for me as well, because it's a bit strange doing two shows together, but it's a very sad, sad day.
This is Radio Merlin.
Well, that didn't work, did it? Because I'm supposed to take
M-M-M-A-A-I.
Better. If you don't know, in 1966 the government decided that pirates in ships were interfering with the marine bands and they could cause problems, a bit like today when they say we're interfering with the emergency bands on the medium wave and the FM. And on the 14th of August 1967 it came law that you couldn't be on a radio station, you couldn't supply a radio station or fund a radio station that belonged, that were in UK waters. And if you lived in the UK, you couldn't be on a pirate ship either because you could be arrested. So, in about 1966, there was 10 pirate ships. I hadn't realised this. I'm learning things all the time, me. BBMS. Sadly closed on Christmas Day 1966. And they later reopened, well, they didn't. Their equipment was moved and later opened as Radio Sealand. So that's a nine gone. No, sorry, one gone, nine to go. Yeah. On February 8th, 1967, Mrs. Dorothy Covert, she was found guilty, Radio City, for broadcasting Radio City from inside territorial waters. And that night her station closed down. And then there was eight. So then, let's see what I can find to play now. And I will play some White Rabbit and then I'll find something else to play.
City, ladies and gentlemen, it's exactly 12 midnight, so from Alan Clark.
Well, what can you say? Simply, goodbye and many thanks to everyone. I've enjoyed my spell on Radio City and keep in touch, okay?
Paul Kramer.
Thank you, Tom. I'd like to say a very good night to everybody and thank them for a most enjoyable 10 months, and I hope that the listeners do something anyway to get us back on the air, because tomorrow morning, when you switch on, there'll be nothing on 299.
RWB.
Thanks very much, Tom, Paul, Alan, Ian, and everyone. I've had a great time. I've learned a terrible lot about what people can do under extreme conditions, and I've really enjoyed myself. I'm looking forward to something in the future. I don't know what at this stage. And for me, it's bye.
Ian McRae.
Well, just goodbye and good morning, and thanks for everything from the past. Been wonderful listeners. Without sounding too sentimental here, all the best of luck to you, and goodbye for now. We'd like to, just very quickly, if I can hear Tom, perhaps, I know the other stations are listening to us right now. We'd like to sort of pass on any sort of goodbye messages, you know. We'll listen to them after we go off the air in a few minutes' time, okay?
Fine.
Bye for now.
Right, well, many thanks indeed to all the lads, and of course, our two technicians on duty at the moment, Graham, and also to Phil, and also our two DJs on shore at the moment, Adrian and Eric, and our other technicians, Bill and Ian West.
For me, Tom Edwards, for the very last time on Radio City, it's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvelous audience. Good night, and goodbye.
That was the goodbye from Radio City on 8th of February 1967. Such a sad time. You're listening to me, I'm Jackie Frost. I DJ on both Radio Mern International and Merseyland Alternative Radio. And I thought I'd combine two shows together on this very, very sad commemorative day. Do you know what? I even started the show and I'm getting all teary-eyed. On the 23rd of July, I don't know if I'm giving you their addresses, have I yet? You can contact Radio Merlin, and their postal address is 60 Long John Hemel Hempstead. That's 60 Long John Hemel Hempstead. And the postcode for that is HP39L. You can text them as well on 07968 284 960. And we have an email address, that's radiomerlin@blueyonder.co.uk. I will give you Merseyland Alternative Radio's addresses in a minute. I will, because I'm good like that, you know. Sorry, I'm just getting a bit choked up here. Oh, I know, let's go and play another song and then I'll come back. This is The Beatles, If All You Need Is Love. I don't really remember the Marines Offences Act. I was a bit too young for that. I sort of remember Radio Caroline from the 70s, but not from the 60s. But being a DJ on a free radio station, I'm reading the history and listening to the stations that are around then. It sort of hits home. I would love to have been old enough to have been on a ship, whether I've been allowed to be on a ship or not, I don't know, being a woman, but I would love to have been on a ship. You're listening to Jackie Frost on Radio Merlin International and on Merseyland Alternative Radio. It's the 15th of August 2010. It's 43 years since the government decided that the free radio shouldn't happen anymore. You can get in touch with MAR at marrock.com, or our text phone number is 07504 464678, and we have a website at www.mar.me.uk. and if you really want to find out more about me as Jackie Frost, or talk to me, I'm doing both the stations, you can find me on Facebook most days. You go to facebook.com/JF Rockchick. It's J for Jackie, F for Frost, JF Rockchick. That's some Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ah!
On the 28th of July 1967, Radio 390 went off the air after losing a battle in the court. It's very sad. And 5 days before that, on the 23rd, Station 227 went off the air without any warning. So now we're down to sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional here. I think we're down to five now. On the and then following that, the next to go was Radio 355. Radio 355 actually also used the same ship as Station 227. Sorry, yeah, 227, which was the MV Laissez-Faire. I just didn't think it was worthwhile continuing the contract. It was due for renewal with the Dutch people, and they just didn't, with the Dutch company, and didn't think it was worth renewing. So now, on the 6th of August 1967, we're down to five stations. They're going quickly, aren't they? Yeah. You're listening to Radio Merne International and Merseyland Alternative Radio. I'm Jackie Frost. I'm trying to be a bit professional and plough through the history of the Marine Offences Act of 1967. So, if I go a bit stumbly, I'm very sorry, but I hope you're enjoying what I'm doing so
far. Now, Managing Director, this is Ted Albury.
Hello there, this is Ted Albury. And this time, it's not bringing you Red Sands Rendezvous, it's to say goodbye. You and I have seen a lot of things happen in the last 2 years. The first commercial radio station serving Great Britain. And from midnight on August 15th, a new set of restrictions on the people of this country. It will then be illegal for a newspaper to write about pirate radios. The only subject, and I emphasize that, the only subject that it's illegal for a newspaper to write about. On August 16th, for the first time since the Middle Ages, there will be such a thing as an illegal sermon. I've just come back from the United States, where there are over 6,000 radio stations. In San Francisco, Dallas, New York, or any other city for that matter, you can have a choice of 13 TV channels or 20 radio stations. Whether you want news, pop, or sweet music, it's there. The choice is yours, and it doesn't cost you or the government a single penny. I would like to read you two paragraphs that cover radio in the United States. They're the opening paragraphs of the FCC rules and the NAB rules, which govern commercial radio and commercial television in the United States. Any qualified citizen, firm, or group may apply to the Federal Communications Commission for authority to construct a standard AM frequency modulation FM or television TV broadcast station. The second paragraph goes as follows. We believe that radio broadcasting in the United States of America is a living symbol of democracy, a significant and necessary instrument for maintaining freedom of expression as established by the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. That sounds like real democracy at work to me. The reasons that have been given for closing us all down are excuses, of course, not reasons, just political dogma surrounded by a tremendous element of hypocrisy. Do I mean by this socialist dogma? No, not particularly. There are many socialists who supported the pirates, so-called, and many who are for commercial radio. I've been a socialist all my life, up to now anyway, but I believe in freedom. Freedom to choose what we want. Freedom to work hard with real money in our pockets, not freedom to be unemployed. On one of my programs way back, I got a flood of mail because I played Land of Hope and Glory, Mother of the Free. Are we free anymore? Isn't it time to set ourselves free? Free to work hard and live well. Free to be entertained as we choose. And free from the thousands of petty and miserable restrictions that are being placed on us and placed on our lives day after day. During the war we had a slogan. Give us the tools and we'll finish the job. We need a new slogan. A new one right now. Give us back our freedom and we'll work hard. Set us free from the bureaucrats. This country, this people, have a record for inventiveness, industry, commercial success and tolerance, second to none. But right now we're carrying a burden that would make the strongest falter. To all of you who have written to me, my thanks. To all who tried to help us, the thanks of all of us. Every one of us here sends you good wishes and our hopes to be back with you someday. We'll miss you, and I hope you'll miss us. Love from Anne, Kerry and myself. And so, good night and God bless.
Listening to Maysland Alternative Radio and Maryland International, Radio Maryland International on the 48 metre band. You can write to both stations, you can write, you can text Radio Maryland on 07968 284 960, or 07968 284 960, or you can send them a letter by snail post to 60 Long John Hemel Hempstead, as H-E-M-E-L, H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D, Hearts, as H-E-R-T-S, and the postcode is H for Hotel, P for Papa, 3, 9 and L for Lima. Right, where are we up to? I know. Oh, isn't this sad? you can find out all the histories of all these stations closing down and listen to the final clips if you go to the Pirate Radio's Hall of Fame. It tells you what stations closed down and when they happened. Sorry. As of all radio ships, Radio London had always insisted that it intended to stay on air, despite the Marine Offences Act. But the company was sold, and they couldn't find sufficient international advertisers who were prepared to support the station, or any British ones who were prepared to break the law. So on the 28th of July 1967, it announced that Big L would close down at 3 p.m. on the 14th of August, just 9 hours before the new law would come into effect. So, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Big L started doing their final close down. And that was recorded and presented by Ed Stewart and Paul Kay. It's a very, very, very sad day, 14th of August, in a lot of memories for people who are into free radio. I hope over this last weekend, those of you who have been listening to both Radio Merlin and Merseyland Alternative Radio have understood, or have not understood, but get why we're so upset about this law. Here's the close down for Big L on the 14th of August.
Mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the Managing Director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. 4 months after that time, Radio London was on the air. And 4 months after that, national opinion polls showed that it had millions of listeners. Now it's to end. During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, Radio London would like to give very special thanks to Lord Denham, who fought our case in the House of Lords, and to Lord Arran for all of his help. To the Shadow Postmaster General, Paul Bryan, to Ian Gilmore and the other MPs who stood up in the House of Commons and fought our case. I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bullinger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years. If during that time, Radio London has brought a little warmth, a little friendliness, a little happiness in your life, and it's all worthwhile. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L, but I'm not sure that it will be a better place. Thank you.
Have the mic on the piano quite low. Just keeping it like maracas, you know. You know those old pianos.
time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
That just leaves us with about 3 stations now, doesn't it? And the Fergus North, Radio Scotland, prepared to close down at midnight. Left on board was Tony Allen and Mike West, while everybody else was at a big party in Glasgow. It's all right for some, isn't it? There was 2,000 fans turned up for that party. And 242 went. Also, station. Sorry, I'm being a bit iffy. Off the coast of Yorkshire, station Radio 270. They also called it a day at midnight. But the intention was that everyone was going to go on board Radio 270. To do a final show, but the weather was too bad, so they couldn't get the tender nearby the ship. So I'm trying to figure out what his name is now. Useless, aren't I? The program director, sorry, the deputy program director, Mike Hayes, had a friend in the Royal Air Force, and he called him up and asked him whether he could pass over a load of tapes and messages that other DJs and fans had done for the DJs to read out and to play for the final few hours. The only thing is, they missed the boat. So somewhere off the coast of Yorkshire is a baggie with loads of letters and tapes of messages for all the DJs from Station 270. You're listening to Maryland Alternative Radio and to Radio Maryland International. I'm Jackie Frost.
Well, we have exactly 60 seconds left, so I haven't said my goodbyes yet. Well, you already know my sentiments. I'm going to miss you one hell of a lot. And from me, Rusty, I hope maybe someday soon, in the not too distant future, we'll meet on the air again very, very soon. This is Radio 270, broadcasting on 1115 kilocycles in the medium wave band. The time is 1.5 minutes before midnight, and we're now closing down. On behalf of the 270 men, the radio technicians, the captain and the crew, and everybody on shore concerned with Radio 270, this is Rusty Allen wishing you God bless and Godspeed. Good night and goodbye. Radio 270 is now closing down.
heard the closing down there of Radio 270? That was performed by Rusty Allen. He had some cracking names in them days, didn't he? I don't know. Excuse me, sorry. Once again, you can find all these extracts and more at the Pirates Hall of Fame, which dedicates itself to all the pirates from the 1960s. Well, you're listening to Radio Mail International, Amazing Land Alternative Radio. I'm Jackie Frost, and we have two stations left. Just two. At midnight on the 14th of August, 1967. They were Radio Caroline North and Radio Caroline South. Radio Caroline North was actually based right by the Isle of Man. And the Isle of Man fought the British government to stop the bill, stop the Marines Offences Bill. But London being London forced it on them. And it was extended until the 31st of August. So it was business as usual for Radio Caroline North. But a lot of the DJs left the ship anyway. And Don Allen, who used to do his country jamboree, I've got a copy of that somewhere, was left on board, and he had some new DJs joining, but all the English DJs left. It's very, very sad. And they broadcast still now. You can find Radio Caroline if you want to on Sky. Can't remember what channel it's on, but it's on Sky somewhere. Go and have a listen. I'm gonna play you Caroline now by the Fortunes. You've been listening to Radio Mern International on the 48 metre band and Mazeyland Alternative Radio on 1314 and 1386 kilohertz on the medium wave band. You can get in touch with both stations. RMI is at Radio Mern International at blueyonder.co.uk. The text phone number, I told you lies there, I'm always doing that on Radio Merlin. I'm always telling them lies. The email address is radiomerlin@blueyonder.co.uk. The text phone number is 07968 284960, and you can write to them at 6060 Long John, Hemel Hempstead, H-E-M-E-L, H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D, Heart, H-E-R-T-S, and the postcode is H for Hotel, P for Papa, 3-9, and L for Lima.
Nobody plays a better variety of music.
Radio Merlin International.
And you can get in touch with Merseyland Alternative Radio at mar@rock.com. Our text phone number is 07504 464678, and our website addresses are www.mar.me.uk and www.mar1386.com.
You're listening to the sound of Free Radio. It's MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
And if you liked what I've done today and you want to hear more, you want to talk to me and request songs for RMI or for MAR, then get in touch with me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/JF Rockchick. I'm going to leave you the way I came in, with Johnny Walker and the Roaring Sixties. Bye-bye, everyone. God bless. And let's hope Free Radio lives forever.
This is the story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Russ Brown leave Liverpool Street, London, spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminal. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard, but as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food, they send comfort, and they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Kiss with Lick It Up. You're listening to Maryland Alternative Radio. And as I was saying before, the mic wasn't working, so I hope it's working now. A huge, great big thanks to Radio Maryland International for allowing me to do a joint show with them on this very sad day of, it's 15th of August, the day after the Marines Offences Act came into effect. I got a bit emotional there, didn't I? Tell you what, I'm going to play another record, and I'll play this one for Jeff and Lark Lane. Evening, Jeff. Hope you're okay. This is Def Leppard and Rock of Ages. Roger's been in and he's twiggled with the microphone knob. and it looks like my chrome's absolutely enormously high now. So I'm awful sorry if I'm blasting your ears off. And that was Lep Deppard with Rock of Ages. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. I'm Jackie Frost. And you can send me an email, marrock.com, or text 07504 464678, and you can also have a quick chat with me till I go off air at 10 o'clock at Facebook. That's facebook.com/JFRockChick. I'm going to play the next song for Trevor. Listen to us over there in Rhodes, who said today it was 66 degrees. That's like 150 in proper in English, you know. When Roger and I was out in Spain and it got to 37, we thought that was up. 66? Oh my God! You melt, you just melt. This is you two with Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. Pull your records up next.
Yeah.
Let's see if the mic works this time. Oh, no, that one looks higher than the other one now. Oh, dear. No doubt it'll be perfect at 10 o'clock when Roger sits down in his chair and does it all by himself. Excuse me for a moment while I have a little cough. That's better. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. I'm Jackie Frost. And it's been an interesting broadcast this weekend, hasn't it? Lots of radio clips I've never heard before. Some I've heard lots of times in various disguises. Oh, right. Paul J rung me up from Chester and said he could hear us all the way out in Chester while I was doing the my link with RMI. And he asked me to play The Searchers. And I said, The Searchers in a rock show. But as he said, he rung up. So I'll have to play the Bloomin' Searchers for him. And this one's, He's Got No Love. Only because I don't know what this one's like. And I wanted to play something different. This is just for you, Paul.
Someday someone